it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Got a song, make a note for the love.
And welcome to the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Justin Cross. You guys are listening live. The Sarcastic News Show, the most trusted name in bullshit, folks. We are live here at the Skid Row Studios, or as we like to call it, the Rat Cage. We do. We call it the Rat Cage because it's in Skid Row, and there are a lot of rats, and the rodent control is not so good.
Yeah.
I'm here with my buddies here, Matt Sugar Mills.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, Sugar?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
I'm really excited. Yeah.
You look good tonight.
It's just how I am.
Just who I am.
I'm sorry, I'm blushing.
No,
sorry,
I understand. You didn't expect that. We got now a guy who always expects compliments on his looks, Jake the Snake Craney.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I hate those. You know what? I hate that you have to wear the earphones because it covers up your sideburns.
I know. That's your favorite part about me.
Yeah.
Not my intellect or anything I have to say, but my sideburns.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
And special guest, our musician, our house musician tonight, from the band Ocelot Robot. I'm going to get that
there
right.
You go.
Bassist Mark Mutnansky.
Hello.
Oh, man. I love it. Mark is ready.
Already bringing some energy.
He also does voices for The Simpsons right there.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Glad to have Mark in studio.
Thanks,
guys.
For having me.
We thank you for being here. He's going to be with us all show, and at the end, we're going to talk to him a little bit about Ocelot Robot. Caught some of their music last night. Caught the music video. Good stuff right there. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to first of all, just as I mentioned before, we're in Skid Row, which, according to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, includes the official boundaries of 3rd and 7th Streets in downtown Los Angeles to the north and south, Alameda and Main Street to the east and west, and within half a mile, this is true, half a mile in any direction from over 12 different discount liquor stores. And also, it says on here, loose pit bulls. So, that's what it says. I'm glad to be here tonight. Top story of the week, tornadoes. Tornadoes, and as we all know, tornadoes don't kill people, okay? Collapsed buildings kill people. Tornadoes just make it a shit ton easier. All right. But should we ban tornadoes? That's the real question. Or at the very least, make it a lot harder to buy tornadoes over the internet without a tornado license or over the counter at a convention for the Helen Hunt movie Twister. I mean, that's really the question in this whole thing. I know that was a little cold. That was a little cold, but I don't know. There's not much to say about it. It was a tragic, obviously tragic event, but the teachers, the kids, first responders in the whole state of Oklahoma, very, very brave and seemed to be handling it extremely well. There were a few other things that happened this week. Yahoo bought the microblog site Tumblr for $1.1 billion. Did you guys catch that?
Oh, yeah.
$1.1 billion. Yahoo PR was fairly discreet about the buyout, though. They didn't say much. They did, however, they made a blog post on Tumblr that included a racy photo of a company offsite meeting with the caption reading, "We'll be getting some." Apparently, because that's apparently what the kids do on Tumblr. They do racy photos with short innuendo style captions. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not an old man. So.
No, it's called Sexumblr.
What is it?
Instead of like
Sexumblr?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
No, I don't.
I want them to partner with Snapchat. That's what I want.
Right.
Do any of you guys use Tumblr by chance for any blogs or how about Snapchat?
No. My girlfriend loves Snapchat though.
Oh, tell more. Yes.
Yeah, I bet she does. No. I know that because I'm friends with her on it.
Anybody can send a picture and then 6 seconds later it goes away.
Is she on it, really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Does that make you, is there like a jealousy factor there? Or no.
No. She's getting pictures of like her friends' like meatloaf sandwiches and then it goes away.
It's not good.
We had to go there, didn't we?
Sound drop.
I guess meatloaf sandwich wasn't the best food I could have named. That was kind of...
No, that's straight innuendo right there.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Now, following a tough week, the Obama administration had a tough week last week. IRS scandal, AP scandal, Benghazi scandal. And it did come out that the Obama administration did, in fact, have prior knowledge of the inner workings of the movie Hangover 3. Starring Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms. That's right. Even though Obama himself admitted to not having seen or wanting to see, he did not want to see. I know it comes out, but tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No, it's out now.
Is it out now?
Yeah.
Whatever. Last week, he said, I'm not going to see that movie. I don't want to see that movie because, in his words, I think the American public gets it. They are middle-aged men who drink and get into wild and or crazy scenarios in a town that placates that type of behavior. Let's be honest. The blue-collar comedy tour has less predictable jokes. I didn't really say that. That's my Obama. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That sounded like not only like was that not a, that was like a racy clap right there. That was like, wow. Yeah. That was like when Jerry and Elaine did it for the first time. It was like, wow.
Right, yeah. First kiss on Saved by the Bell.
That was.
Yeah.
Now, Reuters and various other news sources are coming out with reports showing that last Saturday night, Obama administration officials actually went over to the West Wing to commemorate a historic week of fucking up. To celebrate, Obama officials drank heavily. They participated in cosmic bowling. The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, led a class in pole dancing. I'm sorry, that was actually Joe Biden. He actually did it in ass's chaps, too. And they all watched Hangover. That was a long...
That makes your third consecutive Joe Biden and assless chaps comment. Yeah.
And I think that was the longest
running joke.
That was the longest way. That was the longest way to a Biden joke right there. And today, I don't know if you guys caught this, the president gave an hour-long speech at the National Defense University regarding counterterrorism in light of recent news that four Americans have been accidentally killed in targeted drone attacks on potential terrorists. Now, during the speech, Obama was heckled throughout until he finally stopped. He turned to the heckler and he proclaimed, "You want to be next?" Actually, no, he didn't say that. He said, "I don't come down to your job at the DMV and knock the cocks out of your mouth." That's verbatim, guys. That's actually verbatim. Yeah. And
Our live studio audience, no doubt, they are so delayed on their laughter.
It takes them a second.
Yeah.
These jokes are you know, flying at a speed, you know, way above their heads.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And holy shit, that 80-year-old guy just climbed Mount Everest news. An 80-year-old guy climbed Mount Everest, guys. That's right. Japan's Yuichiro Miura set a Guinness World Record by becoming the first person to do such a feat. Now, right after summiting the world's highest peak, this is true, Miura looked around at his fellow climbers, pointed at each one, and says, "Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, fuck you." Then he crop dusted all of them and said good night. Now, the best part, I have no rhythm. Even if the joke is mildly funny, I have no rhythm now.
Yeah.
The best part about this, though, this is true, that Miura is supposed to be challenged by Nepalese climber Mean Bahirda Shershan. That's true. He's 81 years old, and next week he is supposed to try to climb and beat this record. You know, he's supposed to climb the mountain. And this is true. Back in these two young guns, guys, they were battling out in their mid-70s about for the same record. And it just hit me. I was just like, holy shit, that's crazy to me, because it's like, what happened to old people who would just tell stories about walking up miles in the snow? Like, you know, when you're an old person, they're actually doing it now.
Right.
They're actually walking miles in the snow. They're not telling the stories, you know? And I don't know if you caught this today. The Boy Scouts of America ended its longstanding policy of forbidding openly gay youths to participate in activities or in its activities. Now, a step that its chief executive called, quote, compassionate, caring, and kind.
Mm-hmm.
Or as most Americans call it, logical, equitable, and not overly bigoted. Now, while this is great news for scouts and people who aren't homophobic, the policy put off a ruling to allow gay adult scout leaders within the organization's walls. And with that is another year where Matt Mills will have to find a new summer job.
Oh,
where's your sound effect on that, Matt?
Oh, no.
Applause, applause.
Yeah.
That's a sarcastic news rundown. Matt Nassy, what is the sarcastic news? What is it? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's like a Gary Springer show. Matt Nassy, give us the sarcastic news snap poll gut reaction survey.
All right. Sarcastic news, gut reaction, snap survey for this week. What should bring our country together more, a terrorist attack or a natural disaster? So, of course, we've had one of each of those pretty recently. So what should bring our country together more?
Okay. And Mark and the panel here are going to weigh in on that in just a few minutes. We got the sarcastic news history game coming up with Jake the Snake Craney. Guys, call in on the poll, call in on the history game at 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. You can also follow along. We'll be talking to you on Twitter. That's at Sarcastic News 1. We'll be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show. You take me out of my head, out of my head, into my body. Now I don't feel so bad. No, I don't feel so bad when you take me out of my head, out of my head, into my body. Now I don't feel so bad. No, I don't feel so bad. The lights go down. I'm in the loose. Bigoted. I'm going to get it right. Bigoted. Wow. So,
do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Keep going. I like that one.
Yeah. No, that's all
you got.
Is.
Do it live! Fucking thing sucks. You got the one, you got the 40-year-old. Oh, man.
You know? Oh. Yeah.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
That's awesome. Special shout out to Josh in Austin right now. Josh in Austin, he's listening to the show, turns 27 years old tonight.
Wow.
Josh in Austin, big
His
fan
life
of the
is
show.
Over now.
It's done.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the 27 Club.
Mm-hmm.
And I know special shout out to Rebecca in New York. Rebecca in New York. She's got a voice for radio. I have a face for radio. She's a big fan of the show. I think she's only missed one show. And I mean, Jake, you got to admit, this is going to be one of our best
I'll go out on a limb and say that it'll be one of the best, let's say, eight shows that we've
best
done. Probably
shows.
Top eight.
Yeah. Okay. That's good because we've done eight shows. Somebody on my Facebook here is posting a, it's a 2600 high capacity flash charger for an iPhone. Charge 70. The thing is, does that not, you can see it, Snake. You can see it right now. Does that not look like, this thing right here, what does that look like to you right there?
Oh goodness!
Definitely, it's a
yeah.
It's a
electronic cigarette.
That's a toothbrush holder, guys. Come on, come on now. All right, so let's go ahead and get going here on the SN history game. Now, if you want to call in, feel free to jump in. Call in 800-893-9562. I'm excited. Jake the Snake, what do you have for us?
And before we start the SN history game, I also want to give a special little shout out to Josh in Austin, fan of the show, friend of the show. Happy birthday. And all of the music tonight is specifically for that viewer. All right. So.
Viewer.
Yes. No, it's him staring at his computer of the stream. There's nothing happens. All right.
Our logo looks really great tonight. Yeah.
All right. So, guys, this day in history, I've got five questions on events that either did or did not happen on May 23rd throughout history. So, okay. We'll do this one question at a time.
Do it live.
Yeah.
Okay. So, question one, get your pens ready. On this day in 1430, which of the following occurred? A, Joan of Arc was captured and sold to the English. B, Genghis Khan died and the Mongol Empire began to decline.
Don't tease me.
I know. Or C, the screwdriver was invented.
Oh, wait, the drink or the tool?
The tool.
Okay, all right.
The drink was invented in my basement in like 1995.
What year was this snake? This was
1430.
Okay.
1430. Oh.
All right.
Friend of the show, Adam Reese, was just a mere 6 year old.
Funny because he's old.
I'd also like to give a shout out. You know, I just remembered it's my sister's birthday as well today. My sister Jenny.
Happy birthday, Jenny Mills.
Hey, right, Jenny.
Yeah.
Mark, do you have a shout out? Everyone's giving shout outs tonight.
God, yeah.
Can it just be somebody's birthday? Anybody's?
There's one special listener out there.
Is it Jenny Mills?
This is for my little chica bonita out there. This is my radio voice.
It's a really good NPR/ chica like 900 bonita. Number voice.
I know. Chica bonita. I like that.
All right, are we ready with our answers here, guys?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What did you guys write down? You guys tell me your answers.
We're clearly trying to figure this out.
All right, I had Joan of Arc.
You go first.
Matt Mills says Joan of Arc.
Joan of Arc.
Cross, what did you come up with?
I went with B.
He went with Genghis Khan. And Mark, what did you come up with?
I also guessed Joan of Arc. That's my mother's name. It sounds like a strong answer.
Very good. We've got an early leader. The answer is A. Joan of Arc was captured and sold to the English.
Love you, Mom.
Okay.
All right, question two. On this day in 1879, the first U.S. veterinary school was established. Was it established by A, Colorado State University, B, Iowa State University, or C, the University of Virginia?
This was the first
I always
what?
Get those three mixed up, so that's a tough one.
This, what was it, the first one?
Did you listen to the question?
No. I'm trying
you're
to do social
Facebook stats right now.
I don't have. I know. They're skyrocketing right now. We're over 10 people.
All is this a geography question?
It's sort of. The first U.S. veterinary school was established. Was it Colorado State, Iowa State, or the University of Virginia that established it?
Okay.
North Florida. The Ospreys.
I got it. I know it.
Okay, Cross. What's your answer? What do you
C.
With? You got C, the University of Virginia. Matt Sugar Mills.
C.
Yep. Mark.
I don't know, man. Iowa.
You went with Iowa State. Correct answer, Iowa State University.
Damn it.
You know what?
He's coming into our house. And he's urinating on us. I feel like an R. Kelly victim right now.
I mean, I just, isn't the state motto Virginia is for animal lovers?
Yeah. That's Matt Mills' motto right now. All right, Mark, off to a 2-0 start. Perfect 2-0 start. Question three.
Coming into our house on our turf.
And I feel like Mark might get this next one, too. Question three.
Good hair.
He does. I wish I could pull that hair
off. His nose ring.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. Which of the following music events occurred on May 23rd?
Now we're talking. Okay.
A.
What year?
You just just finish the question and then we
I'm
can.
I'm just so anxious.
I know. No. You're amped up over there.
You know what happens? He says a question and I ask it back because I'm not paying attention. So don't worry about it. You'll get it.
All right. Which of the following music events occurred on May 23rd? A. One of Sarcastic News' favorite albums, The Sign by Ace of Base, was released in 1994.
True.
B.
Sponsor of the show.
Axl Rose had open heart surgery in 1983.
Love Axl Rose.
Or C. Tom Petty filed for bankruptcy in 1979.
Bullshit.
Never. Would never happen.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I'll go B.
Cross is going to go Axl Rose.
Axl must have been like, you know, 8. When that happens.
I'll go with A.
Actually, no, that's not true.
You already locked in A. You already locked in B.
I'll go A. Come on. It's my show, damn it.
All right, Justin's going to lock in Ace of Base. Matt Sugar Mills?
I think that Tom Petty filed for bankruptcy in 1979.
Locking in Tom Petty, Mark?
Yeah, I like Ace of Base too, but also, that's the winner.
Okay.
Justin. I called Justin Matt a few minutes ago. I thought it was stupid.
I noticed that, but I was going to kind of bring it back.
We swept over it.
This is Justin Cross from the Sarcastic Nation.
Who should be more offended by that?
You should. You should. You saw how good that monologue was.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct answer on that, by the way. C, Tom Petty filed for bankruptcy in 1979.
I know my bankruptcy filing history.
Prove it. We are tied at 2. And Cross, I think you're 0 for 3, buddy.
I'm going to beat you, Greg.
So let's see if Cross can get on the board here. We got 2 more questions.
Right.
Question 4. On this day in 2003, what was the number one movie in America?
2003 on the States?
2003.
I can tell you without even knowing
Titanic.
The answers.
What do you, just what is it? What do you think it
can
is?
You, no.
Can you give us a guess before I even give you the end?
May 23rd, 2003. Was it X-Men 2?
Matrix 2. Not even close.
Oh.
All right.
No. Actually, wait. I think somebody else said it. Was the Matrix Reloaded?
Let's just get through the answers, and then we can select your choices. All right. A, The Matrix Reloaded. B, Bruce Almighty. Or C, Daddy Daycare.
Why already gave away the answer?
Justin Cross is favorite.
I swear to God.
I'm going A.
I swear I didn't look at your paper, by the way.
Is everybody going A?
Yes.
All right. Well, I have some exciting news for you guys. Damn A it. Is not the correct answer.
Oh. I said Daddy Daycare.
May 23rd, 2003, number one movie in America, Bruce Almighty.
Jim Carrey, he's an animal.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Okay.
All right.
I swear I didn't look at your paper.
Right. Yes, I believe you now.
So I'm 0 for 4.
Cross is 0 for 4. Last chance to get on the board here.
Sorry.
Question five, final question of the evening. We are deadlocked at a tie for first place here, so this might get us a winner. And by the way, the winner wins an old pair of Justin Cross's boxer shorts that are here today.
Not old, but current.
They're not. We'll just say they're not clean.
Say that I'm not wearing underwear right now because I took them off because we needed a giveaway prize.
Okay, I own those.
So good luck, whoever gets this one right. Okay, question five.
You smell like Ocelot Robot.
Awesome.
Very distinct smell.
Which of the following is not true? A, May 23rd is Labor Day in Jamaica. B, May 23rd is World Turtle Day. Or C, May 23rd is National Pancake Breakfast Day. Stunned silence in the sarcastic news rat cage.
I just started thinking some pancakes sound really good.
They sure do.
I gotta guess on this one.
Are you gonna get one right?
Yeah, I got one. I'll go first.
Okay, Justin Cross,
I'll go National Turtle Day.
Okay. Matt Sugar Mills?
Pancake Day.
Mark?
I was also going to choose Pancake Day.
And this one is, this costs the most, this is like the most expensive one, right? Like,
this is the money one?
It is? It's like the jackpot.
So one answer will ensure that I lose.
So wait, you guys both said Pancake Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, rip those boxers in half because you both win. It is National Pancake Day as Justin goes 0 for 5.
Who wants them? I'm just going to toss them up.
This is like catching the bouquet.
It is.
This is disgusting.
Oh.
Is it weird that I tried really hard?
Yeah. There was a cloud of dust flying off of those.
Mark did, he had like alligator arms going.
I tried really hard.
Lucky for me, I wore my hazmat suit to the studio.
I really do own those underwear, though.
Do you?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean,
we have so much in common.
Jockeys.
All right, we're going to be back in just a minute with our circle jerk session with Mark. It should be good. I feel like he's a guy who enjoys the circle jerk.
Nice big circle. lots of options.
Real hard jerking. All right, we'll be right back on the Sarcastic News Show. Feel free to call in 800-893-9562. We'll be right back.
A couple of years and I'm a silhouette. My halo is broken now, and I'm all that's left. I hate to disappoint, but it's the way things went. I was blind to the things I did, and deaf to what was said. Tie up these loose ends, these voices are calling. I'm a broken mess. The sadness has taken me far too deep in regret. So sing me a song about something good.
And we're back on the Sarcastic News Show. Jake the Snake did a little stretching at halftime right there. I like that.
I did. My leg fell asleep. I think I have diabetes.
Do you?
Knock on wood.
Yeah, seriously. All those monster energy drinks.
I like those Pepsi signs out there. The new advertisement for Pepsi is live for now. I just think that's a great, like, live for now, because tomorrow you're probably going to have diabetes.
Exactly. You know?
You're pouring 38 grams of high fructose corn syrup per can into your body. We are back here. We got the Circle Jerk session coming up right now. Feel free to call in, weigh in on the big issues. I know Josh and Austin listening right now. Rebecca, New York, loves the show, loves the Circle Jerk. the Circle Jerk session, that is, on Sarcastic News, where we ask poignant questions like...
Is there another term for Circle Jerk that I'm missing?
Listen, basically... Now, I got to give Matt Sugar Mills right there. I came up with that name. So that was your contribution to the show right there.
I created a monster. I know. Really, my one contribution, yeah.
You really did. And before we get going here, Jake the Snake, you can catch the music, the Sarcastic News soundtrack, if you will.
Yes.
On sarcastic-news.com. Is that right?
Yes, sarcastic-news.com, and also Spotify, thanks to Josh making the playlists for us, and they're all... courtesy of groundsounds.com.
Really?
Yes.
I just got a Twitter
text from Groundsounds.
I just got a Twitter update from looks like Rebecca in New York saying, "I will show you a circle jerk."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice way to be on point.
That's the interaction we have with our audience. All right, guys, let's go and get going here. First question, this was our SN Snap Gut Reaction Survey question.
Yeah.
And Matt Nassy, it is?
What should bring our country together more, a terrorist attack or a natural disaster? Keep in mind, we've had one of each happen recently with the tornadoes in Oklahoma and also with the Boston attack.
Right. Yeah. So with that said, let's go ahead and start to my left. Actually, our guest of the night. Let's start with Mark. Mark, what do you think about that?
Well, they're both horrible, obviously, and
they're both huge downers.
As I saw in the movie Twister, it brought Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton pretty close together. And if you got a lasso to wrap around your belly, I think you're going to be pretty close with someone that you've been chasing for a while.
Oh man, that's true. The thing about it to me is that there's no, like, when you have a natural disaster, and that is actually a... I mean, there's no way you can... Well, there's... I shouldn't say that. We, the politicians, have a way to kind of divide us still sometimes, but it seems like that is one of those issues where you're not going to see a huge division on a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, Hurricane Katrina was not one of those. There was a lot of political division there. Some would say for good reason, but let's go to Matt Sugar Mills. Matt, what do you think about this? Boston, the tornado issue, or the tornado in Oklahoma. Out of those two situations, which brings us together more? Which is, or is that, I don't know, is that even a good way to look
you
at
know,
it?
You know, I think it's, I'm always encouraged by either. I was thinking a lot about this on the way over here, actually. I think with a terrorist attack, it can sometimes lead to people putting away their differences, and it'll bring together more of a common bond and a commonality. Yeah. Because at least there's also the other thing too, is that there's maybe not a face. I don't know if that's the right way, but there's something that we can go after usually with a terrorist attack. And with a natural disaster, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people, they say, well, I heard some people were saying this week, why did they live there in Oklahoma City? It was a place called Tornado Alley.
Right.
So that stuff's a little bit troubling to hear. And I think a lot of people just think like, oh, that's really tough, but you know what? That's what they get for living there. And
wow.
But at least with the terrorist attack, it's more like we're going to go get those guys and we're all in this together kind of thing. But I will say my final point, I think, with that is that usually you'll see a lot more people willing to donate or to help out and to support more to the cause than I think you would for a terrorist attack.
Right. Yeah. Jake the Snake, you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think they both should bring us together, and I think they both do. Matt was touching on earlier, like a terrorist attack, that we have a face that we can like get angry about, and that'll call us to action. I think it calls us to action in different ways. Like a natural disaster, there's nothing to be angry at.
Right.
So it's just like we get sad, and then compassion helps us. But I don't know that I have a good answer to which should bring us together more. I think they both do, and they both should, and they're both awful.
Yeah. Right.
And that's I guess that's pretty much it.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, is with the natural disasters, what you do is you have all of these pictures. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have seen just you see the landscape of these towns that are completely leveled. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, has more of an emotional reaction than, let's say, a building going down.
And I mean, it's such it's such a bad reaction to be like, oh, well, they shouldn't live in Oklahoma. Like, yeah, I wouldn't want to live in Oklahoma personally, but like you say that and then LA has an earthquake or like where you're at has something happen.
New Jersey is a great example with the hurricane, and people who were living there didn't expect that level of Hurricane Sandy to cause that much trouble.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Well, there's a difference too. Like when people want to get involved and donate money or donate something, you know, in the instance of Boston, you know, people donate money to help out in any way they can, but you don't really know where that's going. You don't really know. I mean, I would assume hospital bills and things.
Right.
But like my mom just called me today to see if she could get rid of like my sleeping bag and some other things of mine for the tornado because, you know, they lost everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, little things like toothbrushes and.
Wow.
It, yeah.
That's wild. Let's switch subjects real quick. We got a caller. Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's go ahead and bring our caller in. Who do we have on the line here?
Oh, you got Dirty Jeff.
Dirty Jeff. Not to be confused with Dirty Marty, Dirty Ralph, and Dirty Jerry. Dirty Jeff, go ahead and weigh in. We're talking about tornadoes versus it sounds terrible, but natural disasters. Versus terrorist attacks, and which one brings our country together more? What are your thoughts?
Well, I would love to comment. I would like to propose something to the panel there, the Circle Jerk panel, about what about donations to killing some terrorists' ass when something happens like that?
Wait, what do you mean? Donate?
You can
donate.
Like sponsor
donate
a drone strike? Like,
How would that work? Would that bring people closer together if suddenly there were benefits to donating to the terrorism fund instead of the tornado fund?
So basically raise money to try to kill somebody. Is that right? Yeah. Or to like help the man? I mean, but we have a huge defense budget for that kind of thing. We have like a huge, we have police officers. I mean, that's why we pay taxes to a certain level.
Would it bring people closer together, though?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, it would give them a personal feel to it, like, hey, I am helping this. Yeah.
I remember being from the South when 9/11 happened and people would drive around with, like, Osama stickers in their car. And, like, that, I guess, in a way, that was kind of a rallying cry, like, get him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, dead or alive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But preferably dead.
Yeah. Dead or alive.
You're either with us or against us.
Now, I have a question for you, Dirty Jeff. I'm glad you're listening because you are truly one of the dirtiest men in the business. Now, this is, by the way, Jeff Trastic. He's been a guest in the show in the Royal Band.
Royal Band.
Yeah, I think the thing was he knew we had another musician on the show and he got a little jealous.
Stealing the limelight.
Got a little jealous. You know, he's just keeping your seat warm in here, Drastic.
You guys should form a super group.
We'll do a rock band competition.
Yeah.
We can do that, and I will be back. I will be back to Circle Jerk with the boys.
Oh, God, I love it when you talk dirty.
Jeff is
in his studio apartment right now playing guitar. He's got a guitar in one hand, a beer in the other hand, and he's got us on speaker. We're sitting on speaker right now. I know what's going on.
Actually, exactly what's happening.
Memorial Day marks the unofficial beginning of summer, Jeff. Now, when we look back on the summer of 2013, what are we going to remember?
Well, we're going to remember the Sarcastic News Show. I do know that. And the fact that you guys are getting real loose with the sound effects. I am enjoying that as well.
Good.
That actually wasn't a sound effect. I apologize.
I love fart jokes.
Oh, man. Yeah. Are you dipping, by the way, Jeff? Are you dipping right now?
I currently do not have an enormous chew-in right now.
Okay.
Oh.
Jeff came on the show. He treated the Skid Row Studios, the rat cage, as we call it. He treated the rat cage like it was a dugout, guys. He was spitting. Yeah.
Sunflower seeds all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
He just urinated in the corner at one point. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, I was like, this
you
is...
You are dirty.
Yeah, well, I learned from the best. I do. I listen to the show, and thus, you know, I've been well-educated.
Yeah, that's what we really do. We're more of a, it's like outward bound sarcastic news. any final thoughts for us, Dirty Jeff? Any
No final thoughts. Give your musician Jeff some love. I'm sure he's rad, and I can't wait to see you fellas. Keep up the good work.
Okay, and that's Jeff Trastic from Royal Band. You can catch Royal Band on iTunes, royalbandmusic.com, right, Jeff?
Exactly. You guys take care and don't let Justin push you around too much.
No, yeah. Well, I do. I rule with an iron fist over here. Jeff Trastic, yeah, everybody.
A regular Bill O'Reilly over here.
I really am. Yeah, yeah.
Do it live!
Exactly.
I'll write it and we'll do it live!
Fuck it. Fucking dick sucks. All right, Jeff. Thanks for listening. Keep listening, okay? Keep listening, all right? We need you.
Will do. I'm spreading the word.
Specifically you.
Done.
All right, thank you. And I did want to ask you guys, summer of 2013, what are we going to remember? We got Memorial Day, the official start of summer. What are we going to think?
Well, if it's a good summer, hopefully we won't remember much of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's going to be, is there going to be like a movie that we watch? Is Hangover 3 going to take the world by storm?
I don't know about that.
No, I've heard it's awful.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Great Gatsby? I don't know.
Maybe.
Has anybody seen Great Gatsby yet?
Our resident movie expert, Michael Porter, saw it and did not recommend it.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. I haven't seen a movie since Good Will Hunting, so I really I have no idea.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
I will say this, though. I don't know what it's going to be remembered for, but all I'll say is that I hope it's positive. I hope we look back and there's not like, oh, that was the summer that Yemen bombed us or like that some earthquake happened. I hope it's something positive and the headlines are somewhat, you know, optimistic.
Okay. You would take an uneventful summer over an eventful summer. You don't get to pick whether it's positive or negative. You get an uneventful summer news-wise. Or you get an eventful summer news-wise, and maybe you get a mixed bag. You don't know.
News-wise, well,
so
considering
news-wise,
that the news headlines are generally overwhelmingly negative, I will take an uneventful news headline summer, yes.
Okay. All right. Mark?
Yeah, I agree. Uneventful. Let's have a relaxing, cool summer.
Let's chill out, man.
Matt Nasty, you're clearly interested in the show right now. You're what are you doing? Are you sending dick pics? Like, what's going on? What are
Snapchat
you doing right now?
With my girlfriend
are you doing
is what
Snapchat?
He's doing.
I think it's gonna be an uneventful. Do I think it's gonna be an uneventful summer?
You're literally phoning this question in.
No. This is what you asked. Is it going to be an uneventful summer?
Yeah,
what's gonna be for politics?
Anything exciting do you see on the radar coming up here? Immigration bill gets passed.
Yeah, you know,
California,
I was
going to
be the boring guy and say it's going to be the summer of immigration, which actually is going to be a big deal.
Canadians are coming.
I think, you know what? It's going to be uneventful. I think you're going to talk a lot. It's going to be the right's going to try to push a lot of these fake scandals, and it'll be interesting to see. You know, you saw Obama come out today and said he was going to close Guantanamo and that he...
Will he close Guantanamo by the end of the summer?
I do. By the end of the summer, I don't know. But I think that that's going to become a point of discussion for the summer. So we'll see.
Okay. I'd actually like to take a moment and invite everybody to the Matt Mills Summer of Immigration Barbecue.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
going to be working?
It'll be catered by a fantastic...
Yeah, I was going to say...
Bring your
crew.
Trumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be back right now. We're going to be back in just a minute. We got a Ocelot Robot.
Nailed it.
Bassist Mark is joining us. Jake the Snake, what do you got for us?
Yes, by the way, our music break coming up now will be a brand new song by the band Ocelot Robot called Lost in L.A.
Here it is. Doing it live. I'll write it. We'll do it live.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oh, no, that was a different one. Do O'Reilly. Oh, do O'Reilly yeah. one more time. You got that, Jeremy?
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
All right, so we will be right back with bassist from Ocelot Robot, Mark Butnansky. And we're back.
Street's going to love that.
Oh, man. We are back on the Sarcastic News Show. That's Lost in L.A., Ocelot Robot. And Ocelot Robot's bassist, Mark Butnansky, is with us tonight.
Hello.
Also a Simpsons voiceover character, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us. So you guys are an L.A.-based band.
Yep.
And tell us first of all, how you guys formed. And I want to know what it's like to grow up in a town like this.
Well, this group of guys, actually, everyone met, the guys all worked in a recording studio, actually, in Hollywood Record Plant. They all worked together for years, and they all played instruments, they're all involved with music, and, you know, one day they're like, why are we recording everyone else's music? You play drums, you play guitar, you also play guitar and sing, let's make a band. Mm-hmm. And they played their first show for a Halloween party at their own house, mm-hmm. and then I joined them, like, two shows later.
Awesome. Yeah. How long have you guys been together for?
Coming up in, like, 3 years. 3 years.
Awesome.
Yeah. And living in LA rules.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote that song about, we wrote that song about LA because we love living here.
Did you write it? Or who?
No, I didn't. No, I had 0% in that.
No, but was it, when you write songs, like, are they usually group collaborations or is it just one person usually?
It's funny you actually said that. It's like a big discussion with us. They start all differently. Sometimes like one person will bring it to the table as like a completely demoed out song, you know, yeah. All made, fake instruments, whatever. And then sometimes we write them all together. Mm-hmm. And I guess those are the only options, aren't they? But yeah, most of the time we like to sit together and figure it out as a band. Yeah.
Cool. But, yeah. I mean, when I do this show, I write the whole thing. And these guys just show up and he does fart noises with sound drops. And
I've got a prompter.
Yeah. He's got
do
a prompter.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I mean, that's no, you.
That's actually me. You're right. Yeah. Exactly. So Mark, now I have no musical talent whatsoever, but I know about performing and doing stand up. Now, mm-hmm. When you guys perform, would you say that's the is that the most fun part of doing music is live performance, or do you like the recording aspect of it, the writing aspect?
It's for sure playing live. That's definitely the best part. It's the part where we get to interact with people and, you know, be silly and drink in public, you know? It's a lot better than drinking in a room with four guys and, talking about how much fun we're having. Yeah. It's a lot better to actually have that fun and party together.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us for a second. No, in a dark room.
We're not drinking.
Yeah, with the disco ball going, maybe. I'm glad you came on Ground Sounds. Jake the Snake Cranny.
Absolutely. We did an interview for Ground Sounds with Ocelot Robot.
Yeah. And you guys, you have them featured on the website and everything?
Yeah, we actually have them featured right now on the website, and when we get when they get their new tunes ready, we're gonna premiere one of their new songs as well. They've got something coming up in June, right, Mark?
Yeah, we've got a whole album ready to go. We're just doing some final tweaks, and it's gonna be ready to go. We're really, really excited about
it.
Nice.
Awesome. What can we expect from that album?
Lots of thongs, some bras, a few. Dude, I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe a few nipples. No, but Ground Sound's been really great to us. We did a photo shoot with them recently, got some of their watches, their Ground Sound watches.
Nice.
They're awesome.
That's great. Yeah. Do you guys, how long does it take to do an album like that? How long does it take to make an album like that?
Like 3 years.
Holy shit.
Wow.
That's like the joke with our band. It's been some of the songs we're recording, it's kind of funny because we wrote them a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So it feels weird that we're finally now releasing them, but it just takes time, you know? It's a slow process, and especially when you don't have much money to do it, it's an expensive thing to do. Even at home, even on your own, it's not, it's not cheap.
Yeah. Are you guys gonna be touring the album at all, like playing local shows or going on the road at all?
We don't have any road plans yet. I know it's something we definitely want to do. I'm like from Arizona, so we know we want to go back to Tucson, Phoenix, probably do a couple shows there.
Mm-hmm.
But we just want to get it out here in LA as much as we can in the next couple months.
So you're from Arizona?
Yep.
Okay.
Tucson, Arizona. I'm a wildcat.
I see.
Meow.
Is there a connection there with your girlfriend, Jake? Is that the Tucson?
Yeah. Okay. She's really great.
As he bites up and smokes it. There's a drag from a cigarette right there.
He just unbuttoned a button when he said that.
I know.
It's getting hot in here.
So how long have you been in LA for?
I moved here almost 5 years ago.
Yeah. And has it been as tough as people say it is, in your opinion, to try to make it in LA and to try that whole, the grind of it all?
Yeah, no, the grind's tough. We had to kind of like adjust our attitude about being in the band because we just want to have fun, because it can kill you out there if you're focused on making it like your career. Mm-hmm. Not that we gave up on that or anything, but we just needed to settle down a little bit and start getting back to why we started a band, which was having fun. And, we were friends first. Mm-hmm. You know, the band was secondary initially,
It sounds like the theme there, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like the theme is a little bit enjoy the journey,
definitely. The end's gonna come, whatever it is, so just have fun getting there,
I can't wait.
We're getting deep here.
Well, I can't wait till death. The end will come when we all die.
99 virgins.
Oh man. Well, I'm really delighted to have you on the show.
Yeah, and man, I really appreciate you having me.
When does the album come out? It's in June.
We don't have a date exactly yet, but we're gonna have a release party in town when it comes out in the next month and a half, 2 months.
You guys gotta come by the show. I want you to come by. Awesome. I'll bring some of the other gentlemen.
It would be cool to have a live performance on the show.
That would be awesome.
Definitely do that. Absolutely.
There was actually before when
Jeff
Matt
Trastick's he's calling
he's
in.
He's gonna call in again. Yeah.
Dude, bring Dirty Jeff in.
Oh God, Dirty Jeff Trastick, man. He is that
guy. He was a cool guy. We can get him on it.
Maybe we could get you guys to like kind of dual
play different songs at the exact same time, just like over each other.
That'd be fun. Yeah, let's do that.
It'll be like listening to Nickelback live.
Yeah,
you had to go there.
Let me ask you real quick. That brings it because first of all, let me just say when Matt and I first checked out the studio, Jeremy was actually telling us there was a live performance that happened in the studio. It wasn't music. A girl actually got fisted right over there in the corner. That's a true story, guys. It's a true story. Girl got fisted.
No comment.
Isn't that true, Jeremy?
That is in fact true. Yes.
Prove it.
I like how he said it very much like a lawyer. Like he's like that is in fact true.
That is correct.
Oh man, we do need you to come by and do that. Have you guys ever done any live in studio performances before? Any like radio shows, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we did play a live set for the USC radio station recently, KXSC. That was really fun. We played in between their show, and then we talked about it afterwards. Had a really good time.
What is real quick? I know who was it? The guitarist in The Doors passed away.
They're a keys player.
Keys player. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Were The Doors at all like were they, you know, talk about some of your influences. Were they influential at all, or were they just, you know, who do you guys, Ace of Base or what?
No, really, actually, if you put like a Venn diagram of all of our interests together, you know, that one middle point was definitely Huey Lewis and the News.
Really?
You know, those small town guy.
Yeah.
Really?
And no, actually we love them. The album Sports
that is
has celebrated its 30th anniversary this month.
That's really? The album.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually about a beautiful little bar in the marina called Sports Harbor.
Check it out. Oh, that's fantastic.
Big shout out to Sports Harbor.
I've been there before. Our sponsor, Sports Harbor.
Miguel.
Fantastic catfish sandwich. Jeremy, we're going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back. Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, you guys, so
and,
much.
And joining us throughout the show. And we will be right back here on the Sarcastic News Show. Here on the Sarcastic News Show. It's been fun, guys. It's been a lot of fun tonight. We came together as a group. Yeah. I think our circle jerk really brought us together. In fact,
I took your underwear home.
You did. You're currently wearing it, actually.
Yeah.
And let me just say this. We actually had one listener in Florida. I'm not going to say his name, but he is a regular listener. And he actually did tweet into the show saying, this was the worst idea ever to try and have sex listening to Sarcastic News. My girlfriend laughs too much, and there's too much talk of circle jerks. So
I'm actually not sure his girlfriend is laughing because of the show. I think she's just laughing.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
I could thatch him naked on a cold day.
Oh, man. Maybe she was looking at that the photo of the portrait of B. Arthur that we were promoting last week.
Right.
Oh, the naked photo of B. Arthur.
Yep. That went for $1.9 million at auction.
You know what? She had very pillowy breasts.
She really did.
They're very, they're succulent in my opinion. Guys, they were. There's a security camera. I wonder if the security camera was watching the fisting. Do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Jeremy's like, yeah.
The most trusted name in bullshit. Yeah.
Sarcastic News, the most trusted name in bullshit. We want to give a big shout out to Jeremy in the back. He runs this operation here, does a fantastic job. Skid Row Studios. Check out skidrowstudios.com. That's right, golf clap. In the heart of LA's Loose Pitbull District. And and I had the rat cage. That's what we call it here, the rat cage. And had a great time here. You can catch us. We have articles updated pretty much every day on sarcastic-news.com. Jake the Snake's a writer for that. I know Matt Nasty, again, he just plays sound drops. But we have that. Catch us out. Catch us on Twitter at sarcasticnews1. That's at... God damn it. At sarcasticnews1. And Ocelot Robot, where can Mark, where can people catch you guys online?
We're everywhere. OcelotRobot.com. That's our Twitter, at Ocelot Robot, Instagram. I take all the pictures. They're beautiful. Yeah. Check us out, guys. YouTube, we've got it all. We've got 11 music videos.
Nice. Awesome. 11.
Yeah,
like
they're all
that.
Very entertaining, too, by the way.
Yeah, which one? Okay, if people want to check your stuff out, what's another song? We have Lost in LA. Great music video, in my opinion. What's another one that people should listen to?
Well, okay. one of our popular classics is I want to say the new album. There's a lot of great stuff coming out on that. It's just not out yet, but on our website we've got a few, like one called Again and Again, and there's some good ones. But
OcelotRobot.com. Check it out, guys. Thank you for joining us here on the Sarcastic News Show. My name is Justin Cross. And we will be back next week, Thursday night, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, on Sarcastic News, the most trusted name in bullshit.
See, I've been here for 28 years, patterned sweat beneath these wheels, tattooed lines beneath our skin, no surrender, my Bobby Jean.